Leaders, please.
Yes, I would like to welcome you to the April 10th, 2017 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C for the case to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in the audience, in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division III applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, April 17th, 2017 Planning Commission regular meeting. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the first one up is 133 Tashkin Drive, vacation rental.
Hello, my name is Scott George. I'm here applying for the special use permit for the villa at 133 North Tuscany at Fieldstone Villas. My wife and I bought the villa in 2007 with the intent to semi-retire to this area later years. We were looking specifically for a villa that we could do nightly rentals as well. That's how it was marketed to us. I'm going to present some documents that I included in my packet tonight to show you just some of the stuff that we had that was presented to us from Branson Creek Development and some realtors that were involved. As I said, in 2007 we purchased this. I was looking at properties. The Landing has a little real estate office that I was staying at the Landing itself, and went down, and this was one of the properties they showed us. They had a big display of this whole layout of this development, and they told us the bells and whistles of it, and at that particular location they had several pieces of documentation that they provided us with, so who to contact and so on and so forth. In attachment A in your packet, and I know you guys have probably seen this was one of the brochures that they had. This is just some of the things that we held on to. I don't have all the stuff that they had, but it specifically says nightly rentals, talks about the communities at Branson Creek and so on and so forth. My wife and I went and looked at the property. We purchased the property. We dealt with the lady who was, I guess, a realtor representing Branson Creek at the time, Bonnie. The sales pitch to us was that nightly rentals were approved. We purchased it and began the process of moving forward. After we purchased it, they provided for us a rental agreement for them to manage it. Branson Creek managed the villas out there. They already had villas on the rental program. We didn't actually go with them, but I just, in your packet as well, we have it, and I included their letterhead. Kim McDonald signed this letter along with the sample agreement that talks about the fees and nightly rentals and so on and so forth, as far as the how much revenues would be generated if, and that kind of thing. And the person who signed this letter was the VP of Sales and Marketing, and the reason I bring that up is simply for the fact that these properties at that time were marketed specifically for buyers and they push that, not to say, you know, they push the nightly rental opportunity to offset some costs. My wife and I, we did not go with this because we didn't have a lot of control over this, and we didn't really want to rent our villa a tremendous amount. We really roughly didn't want to do more than about 40 nights a year because we just kind of offsetting some of the cost of the maintenance and so on and so forth. But we didn't want, it's our second home, it's our vacation home, and we just didn't really want it, the wear and tear on it, to be a tremendous amount. So we didn't go with them. We just decided we would do it ourselves, and we went out and sought local people to help us with the cleaning and the maintenance and so on and so forth. I've also included in that packet, just as a sample, one of our neighbors who also does nightly rentals. They did go with the program and provided me a copy of their actual executed contract that went with them and was with them for years. So, and this was, I think, in 2008 is when this particular contract, but they renewed annually and continued to rent through Fieldstone Villas. And it's got all that, you know, the Fieldstone, from what we knew when we came in, Fieldstone Villas, Fieldstone Bluffs, and the Pinnacles at Branson Creek was always intended to have some nightly rentals in it, according to what we were told and saw and with our own eyes. The advertisements all around Branson, they had billboards. They also, the people at the time, which was Patch Development, I believe, is who owned Branson Creek at the time. They owned the Ramada on 76, and they had the big new sign they put in, and all this was advertised and rented. They rented the villas from there as well. So if a party came in and, you know, needed something larger than a hotel room, they also rented from there as well. I think eventually they ended up buying the Dick Clark Theater and a few other things. So that's kind of what we saw. Also in your packet, I have this little general conditions. It was just something that was provided. It has Fieldstone Villas at the bottom. This is another thing that was provided to us along with the application to kind of tell how the program worked and, you know, what we would do and what was expected of us and what was expected of them and so on and so forth. We've operated this villa since roughly 2008 in a rental that we rented ourselves to people and screened a lot of the people coming in. Again, we're not wanting to have our property destroyed in any way, and we definitely don't want to be bad neighbors to our to the local residents that live here full-time, for sure. And so I personally screen every, when I say screen, I mean I ask questions about what people are coming. We have turned people down. I love to fish, but I don't want a bunch of fishermen staying at my villa. Because, you know, if they're out cleaning fish and they're doing all that, that's going to create some problems for me. So parking is a problem in that area. It's tight. I don't think it's a place for that, so we've chosen to just, you know, recommend them to some other places that would be a lot more beneficial. And all the years we've owned it, we don't have one single complaint with the HOA, nor with Taney County Sheriff. Nothing's been dispatched to that address. I haven't even had one complaint from a neighbor to me directly that I know of. So I feel like we've ran what we've done up to this point in a very responsible way. And again, we're not, we only, you know, 90% of the time the villa is empty other than when we're up here for, you know, 4 or 5 days at a time. I have included, I know you guys are probably tired of seeing this letter, but I have included an attachment E from, it was on, you know, obviously on y'all's letterhead when I'm assuming that Tim Mahoney, something came up that somebody asked about this, and he talked with Bob Ashley about trying to look this up. This is the letter that was provided later on. At this particular time and date, I didn't even realize that somebody was questioning this. I didn't find out about it roughly until all this kind of broke out several months ago. But in this, and I understand about the decision of record, I don't want to debate that, but even in this, it talks about those three subdivisions specifically, so much to the fact that even the administrator looked it up and researched it to his best knowledge and felt like the same thing, that it was intended for nightly rentals. I've also included a letter from our neighbor. This is our adjoining neighbor. It's also in your packet. They're in full support. They've been there 2 years. Never had any complaints or any issues with anything. I do have their contact information. If you guys want it, you're welcome to do that as well. So we feel like that our permit should be approved. We've responsibly taken care of this property. We, you know, if there's an issue with someone we're renting to and they're breaking the rules, the rules that have been given to us by the HOA are posted in our villa. And if that's the case, they got to go. That's written in our lease. They're going to be out. It's just that simple. I do have a local person that I could get someone there, Don Campbell. They do a lot of property management, repair, and things like that. And, of course, I'd like to get the phone call first. And then, you know, that's somebody we have. I think you guys said that if this goes through, we have to have somebody that's listed or something at the county. So we do have somebody. He lives in Hollister. And I'd be happy to answer any questions at this point if you have any.
Anybody got any questions? How long you had this villa?
We bought it in 2007.
Do you see a lot of boats come in and out of there?
I don't, but in all fairness, I'm not there. I've never seen a boat in the subdivision. I've seen it in a picture. One complaint that I'm aware of, you know, I think, I don't want to say started this, but, you know, was a big factor in it. But as far as physically seeing a boat, no. And I would be the first one to say that that's a tight area in there. I don't think it's, you know, I think it's tough to get boats in and out of those driveways, in my opinion. And the way those villas are set up, that would be a problem. I would not be renting to anybody knowingly that that's what they're coming up there to do. And I would have no problem telling them that because I think that's a fair thing to do.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody got any questions? Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You want me to go through the presentation then real quick? It's 2016-34, right?
Not blaming you, but we kind of jumped the gun there.
Yeah, that's all right. Here's kind of the far-out view. Of course, we know where Branson Creek Boulevard is at, and here's the duplexes. And this one highlighted is 133. Of course, the representative's already talked to you. Contains three bedrooms. Here's a view up from the south. Kind of the one in the corner we looked at in the concept. For assessor's information, the single family resident was constructed in 2007. The single family residence held in condo style ownership at the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek Development. You guys approved it for concept on March 20th. We've got our nightly rental definition that defines nightly rental. Residential building or structure or part thereof that may be rented for any period of less than 30 calendar days, counting portions of days as full days. Therefore, the applicant would have the ability to rent the residence for a period of 30 days or greater. Then our exterior appearance of the single-family residence would remain the same. Per the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, the maximum occupancy for a nightly rental should be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. Therefore, the 3-bedroom home would have a maximum occupancy of 8 people. Property is currently served by an existing drive off of North Tuscany. Per the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, 1 off-street parking space shall be provided for each 2 persons of occupancy in a nightly rental. Therefore, a total of 4 parking spaces will be required. The project received a total score of -1 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 29. Staff recommendations. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit 2016-34, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. 1. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2. Compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 3. A valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 5. This decision is subject to all existing easements. 6. The residence located at 133 North Tuscany Drive shall accommodate sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for nightly rentals shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection